First John chapter 2 and starting from verse 1 to 14.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Again, the new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now.
Amen.
He that loveth his brother, and abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father.
Hallelujah.
I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one.
1 John chapter 2, verse 1, he says, my little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. How can we live without committing sin? The people are saying only God is perfect and we cannot be living perfect and holy life. Do you know God knows that the man is a sinner and man cannot live holy life and man cannot approach God? That's the reason he sent his son to die on the cross of Calvary. So once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know what happens? He gives you supernatural power.
Amen.
And victory over sin.
Amen.
Somebody can say, I am a chain smoker. I take a drug. I have alcohol problem. I have family problem. I have this problem and that problem. I went to the lawyer. I went to the doctor. I went to the counseling. I went everywhere and nothing is happening. What we would say? Did you try Jesus?
Amen.
When you try Jesus Christ, Jesus comes in, he washes all your sins, and he gives you victorious life.
Amen.
That's what is Jesus Christ is all about. Many people do not understand. If you ask me and many people here, or ask them, before you came to Jesus Christ, did you live perfect life? Did you commit any sin? Did you have any problem like smoking and drinking and gambling and beating and fighting and cursing and all kinds of things? All of us will say yes. Then what happened? Are you doing the same thing today? No. What happened? Jesus changed my life.
Amen.
I used to smoke. I don't smoke anymore.
Amen.
I used to drink, I don't drink anymore. I used to fight, I don't fight anymore. I used to do wrong thing, I don't do anything more. And I have no temptation to do it because God has given me power to overcome.
Amen.
Then why the word of God is saying, if any man sin, we have an advocate. And who is that advocate? He says, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Amen.
Now you have advocate that Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
Amen.
Now somebody will say, if you have the righteous judge, if you have a friend just like somebody has a friend in the city hall, has a friend in the White House, or friend in somewhere, then or your friend is a police officer, and then you do not afraid to break the law. He says, I have a friend in the city hall. I have a friend in the White House. Or I have a friend, a judge, and things like that. But it doesn't work in the Word of God. If you willfully start committing sin, the Word of God says, then there is no remedy. There is no excuse. Now, there are some people in this world, they think, you know, if you have a problem, and Jesus is a holy God, you cannot approach to Him, why don't you go to some man, some saints? They are dead and gone, but they can still help you. Or go to Mary, she can help you. And they are thinking they are the mediator between God and man. But our Bible teaches something else. He says there is only one advocate, only one lawyer, only one mediator, that is Jesus Christ. So once you make a problem, you cannot commit sin or make a mistake and go to somebody who doesn't have power to forgive your sins. You come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's read the book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
If you have a problem, you come to Jesus Christ. He's the one mediator and He lives for you forever.
Amen.
You cannot go to somebody who doesn't have power to help you. You go to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I made a mistake. And I want to change and I want to ask forgiveness and I want to live a clean and holy life. Come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the only one between God and man can help you.
Amen.
There is none like Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Go to the book of Romans and chapter 8 and verse 34.
Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Jesus Christ came into this world. He died for you. He rose again. He has the power to redeem you, forgive you. He is the only mediator. He says, who will blame you? Who will condemn you? Do you know who condemns you? The devil. Devil is the accuser of the brethren.
Amen.
If you give up your sinful life, still devil will come and say, you are not worthy. You did this and you did that and you did so many wrong sin and God cannot forgive you. But the Word of God says once you come to Jesus Christ, no matter what kind of sin you have committed, no matter what kind of life you lived, Jesus is the mediator.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one can wash away your sins.
Hallelujah.
So He says, who is that condemneth you? Only devil is the liar. Once you are washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, devil has no power to condemn you again.
Hallelujah. That's right.
So you have to tell the devil, devil, you are a liar. The blood of Jesus Christ has more power than any power in the world.
Amen.
Once I come to Jesus Christ, He sets me free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now somebody says, you know, I did all kinds of sins and I tried everything. As I said earlier, try Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have seen people smoking for 65 years. I have seen man who was smoking for, he was like 96 years old. And when I prayed for him, he was the deacon of the church.
Amen.
But when I prayed for him, he gave up instantly without a problem.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What I'm trying to say, God wants to use you devil wants to defeat you. To whom you going to give honor? Let the devil rule over you and make you miserable? Smoking, drinking, gambling, womanizing, or doing, going after man, or doing everything is not going to satisfy you.
That's right.
The sin of this world gives you pleasure.
That's
for
right.
What? For this time.
Amen.
Sometime 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or 2 hours.
Amen.
After that, you feel gloomy. You feel miserable, and the devil tried to walk over you. That's why once you are born again, child of God, you're going to walk straight.
Amen.
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus,
yes.
Who is the author
Amen.
And finisher
yes.
of our faith.
Amen.
You are not
Amen.
Going to look left or right,
That's right.
looking unto Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And then God gives you power to pull out somebody who is in sin,
yes.
who is living in sin. If I'm living in sin, if I'm smoking, drinking, gambling, doing all kinds of things, I don't have power to take the word of God in my mouth and start telling somebody. If I start telling somebody, taking the Bible and start telling, they are saying, hey, stop. You have a problem that Jesus did not help you. How can you help me?
Amen.
Amen.
As I said, one day I went to one place and the pastor smoking. I said, can I smoke? I thought he's joking. I said, go ahead. And he went and smoked, actually. And he goes and preached. And what is preaching? There is nothing impossible with God.
Amen.
I went to his office. I said, sir, come on here. This preaching was for you or for the audience? He didn't have anything to say. If you have a problem and you are telling somebody, God can redeem you, God can save you, help you, and then you doing the same thing. What the word of God is saying? First of all, we have to clean up our life. Then we will be able to tell somebody. Go to the book of Jude and read a couple of verses, 24 and 25. Jude has only one chapter. So don't look for 24 chapters.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling.
Who is able?
Jesus
is able. Okay.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Amen.
Amen. So what the word of God is saying, if you made a mistake, if you commit sin after you are born again, what the devil is going to say? It's finished now. You know, you were walking with the Lord and everything, and now you committed sin, and now finish. He said, no, run to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Run to Jesus Christ. He's the only one, wise God. He's the only one can deliver you. He's the only one can save you. If you go to the water where there is no water, you will die with thirst.
Amen.
Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. This brother Robert has a very good article he wrote. I'll give him a chance to read. He wrote about the thirsting for the water.
Amen.
Okay? So what I'm trying to say, the word of God is saying, we have the advocate, and that advocate is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You don't go to somebody who is living in sin. If you go to somebody and tell your problems, they will say, I have the same problem. There is nobody perfect. And we cannot live a clean and holy life. Because there are teaching going on. Once you are saved, saved forever. Mm-hmm. If you are once you saved and saved forever, then why you have to confess your sins?
That's right.
You can live in sin. But that's not our God teaches.
Amen.
He says, come to advocate.
Yes.
Come to Jesus. He will, and what he says, that Jesus Christ is the righteous judge.
Yes. Amen.
There was a man who stole somebody chicken, and he came to the priest and he said, priest, I made a mistake. I stole somebody chicken. He said, give me $5 and I'll put it in an offering. He says, sir, it's a $10. So why? Because I'm going to steal another chicken tomorrow. So he got a good business. Steal the chicken, go to the priest, confess, give $5, and then you can go and do more. That is not a Christianity. When the people came to Jesus Christ, sinners, he prayed for them, he healed them and delivered them. And what did he say?
No.
Go in peace and sin no more.
Amen.
That today people are giving you license to commit sin. And that's why your life is miserable. You don't have victory over sin. You don't have victory over your life. And you are living a defeated life.
Yes,
and the devil looking at you and laughing at you.
Yes, sir.
He's a Christian. He's thinking he's a Christian. But I got him.
So true.
But the word of God is saying, come to the wise God.
Amen.
Amen.
He is the one can redeem you and keep you from falling. Okay, let's go to the 1 John chapter 2. That's what we are starting with. Let's read verse 2.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Okay, now who is he?
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the only one can redeem the mankind. No one has the power. When the John the Baptist was baptizing people and he saw Jesus Christ coming, what did he say? John chapter 1 verse 29.
Behold
the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the whole world. He got the vision. Nobody told him. The Spirit of God revealed him. This is the man you should look for. Please read. I already said it. Read it.
The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
This is the man, Jesus Christ, has the power to forgive your sins.
Amen.
Don't go to somebody else. There are so many religions. Other day I was talking with Thomas. And Thomas told me, you know, I went to all the religion. I went to Muslim religion. I went to Buddhist religion. I went to listen to all the people. There is no life. All religion will tell you so many beautiful things. You can have peace. You can hear yoga. You can have this and you can have that. If you die or if you commit sin or do something, still our God is a good God, will help you. There is none like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus takes the sin away from you.
Amen.
What the word of God says, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Where is written? Romans 6:23.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to the Romans 3 and start from verse 23. Then we'll come to the Romans 6. Go ahead.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Read up to 25.
Being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
See what it says? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what happened? Being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
Amen.
Read the verse 25.
Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God.
This was the plan of God. God says man cannot redeem himself.
That's right.
The man is dying in his sin.
Amen.
Somebody has to go and redeem them.
Amen.
Somebody has to go and die behalf of them. There was no one. He says, I look for the man. And you could not find one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jesus Christ is the righteous man of God.
Amen.
Of God himself.
Amen.
Came to redeem you and me.
Hallelujah.
Go to the book of Colossians. And start reading chapter 1. Read verse 19 and 20.
Where pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Amen.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Go ahead, read up to 22.
And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works,
Amen.
Yet now hath he reconciled.
That's right.
in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Who is doing this? God. God says, I can do it through my son. That's why he sent his son. That's why we need Jesus Christ. In any other religion, there is none can save you, can forgive you, can wash you and cleanse you and make you holy.
Amen.
Only the blood of Jesus Christ has power. He says you are enemy in your mind with God. Jesus Christ died for our sins. The word of God says we were yet sinner, he died for us. We were enemy to God, because when you listen to the devil, who is the liar, and when you go to his side, you became enemy of God.
That's right.
Amen.
But he says still he sent his son,
yes,
to die on the cross of Calvary so he can redeem you and go back to the friendship with God.
Amen.
So we have Jesus Christ as our redeemer, as our propitiation for sins. He died on behalf of you, so we don't have to die. Jesus Christ is the only one can save us. And I told you, I'll come back to the Romans chapter 6, verse 23. What it says? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what is the gift? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself became a gift for you. That's what the word of God said. God so loved the world, what he did? He gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So life is in Jesus Christ. That is a free gift. Okay, let's come back to our 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 5.
And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Amen.
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
If you keep his commandment, and you know his commandment, and I'm telling you his commandment, he didn't give any commandment. He's just saying it, I'm telling you the commandment you know. One day one man came to Jesus Christ, he's a lawyer. And he said, I want to know what is the greatest commandment. Go to the Matthew chapter 22, what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 22, starting from verse 37 to 40.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
That's good.
Greatest commandment is what? Go back again, 37.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
All thy heart.
And with all thy soul.
All thy soul.
And with all thy mind.
And all thy mind.
Amen.
That's the way you have to love your God.
Amen.
And another one. Go ahead.
And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Okay. Now these two commandments Jesus Christ said. Somebody asked, who is the greatest one? Here it is. When you're loving your God from your heart and your mind and from your soul and sold out to everything to God, you are not going to commit sin.
Amen.
Then you are going to love the Lord, and the Spirit of God will dwell in
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Then you will be like God.
Amen.
You will be loving your neighbor, your enemies, your friend. Nobody has to tell you. Once your life is changed, then you will love everybody, because God loved you. The word of God says we didn't know what the love of God was, but Jesus first loved us.
Amen.
If you read in of St. John chapter 13 and read the verse 1, how did Jesus love? St. John 13:1.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
How did he love them? Until the end.
Amen.
And read in the same chapter, verse 34 and onwards, what he said.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
So what Jesus Christ is saying, I am giving you a new commandment. What was the new now? The old, what he learned, is now he's saying, now I'm going to give you only one now. If you love God, you will love your brother also.
Amen.
It's automatically. Amen. Nobody has to teach you to love somebody.
Amen.
If you are loving God and you are sold out to Jesus Christ, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, everything is belong to God, then you have no problem loving one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9.
But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another.
Right, so what the Paul is saying, I don't have to tell you to love somebody. God has already told you. When did he tell him? We read in St. John chapter 13. He said, I loved you until the end.
Amen.
And now I'm telling you, love one another. And if you love one another, then people will know that you are my followers.
Amen.
How the people will know we are Christians? By our love.
Amen.
We have a song, right?
Yes.
People will know us by our love in Jesus Christ. Now just think, this another religion, they're teaching to you, kill and destroy. Our religion says, love and give your life for your friend, for God, for your enemy. That's what Jesus Christ teaches. Other religion will tell you, revenge. But the Bible says, revenge is mine. If your enemy hungry, feed him.
Yeah, yeah.
If your enemy is thirsty, give him to water.
Right.
He says, overcome them what? By good.
Yes.
Overcome evil by good. So Jesus Christ gives us love commandment. Okay, let's go back to our chapter. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6.
He that said, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
Somebody says, I abide in him, what that person is supposed to do? He should walk as Jesus walked.
Amen.
How Jesus walked. He's not talking like yeah, how he's walking like this or that. He walked a holy walk.
Amen.
He lived a holy life.
Hallelujah.
In him there was no sin.
Amen.
If you model Jesus Christ, you will have no problem.
Amen.
Today, basketball player, football player, movie stars, we want to model after them. If you model after them, you will be doomed. Because their life is sinful life. You cannot model after movie star. You cannot model after boxer or somebody else. But if you model Jesus Christ and you walk after him, you will never go wrong. Go to the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
What is trying to say? Jesus Christ came and suffered for you and for me.
Amen.
And he set an example. While on the cross, people tormenting him, he did not say one foul word. He did not accuse anybody. What did he say? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And he set an example for us. Now today people go and say, oh Lord, forgive my sins and I'm a sinner. And they come home and somebody did something. You? Just like Jesus gave the example. The one man was forgiven millions of dollars. And then you go choked one person who owes him $10. Give my $10, otherwise I'm going to put you in a jail and start fighting with that person and put him in a jail. And then somebody told the master, you forgive this man millions of dollars and he could not forgive $10 to somebody. So what I'm trying to say, this is what the nature of man is.
That's right.
If you are forgiven, then we have the example of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are going to follow the steps of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ set an example for us. We do not have to follow anybody. We don't have to follow pastor's example, or the mayor's example, or president's example, or somebody's example. We have example Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
There is no great leader than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus the greatest. Follow Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go back to our chapter. 1 John chapter 2 verse 7.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which he had heard from the beginning.
Okay, now John is just saying, I'm writing to you a commandment. It's not a new commandment. It's an old commandment.
Right.
Now we already said what Jesus Christ said. Now what John is trying to remind these people, now other people did not hear Jesus Christ. So he said, okay, let me tell you the old commandment, what it says. Let's go to the Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Go ahead.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Okay, go to the Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18. Then we'll come back. Leviticus.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Okay, now here he says, love thy neighbor. And there are other commandments where it says, love the Lord. Now this is the old commandment. And when each and every person before Jesus Christ came into this world, this commandment was already there, they were not able to follow this commandment. But the Jesus Christ followed this commandment on the cross. What did he say? It is finished. That means whatever I wanted to give you an example is done. Now, you don't go to the Old Testament and look for it. Jesus Christ is in our example. Just follow the steps of Jesus Christ. Go back to the 1 John chapter 2, verse 8.
Then a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth.
Again, I'm giving a new commandment. He doesn't say what commandment is. He says new commandment, if you want to follow, follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one life giver. He is the true life and is the true light. If you follow Jesus Christ, you are not going to live in darkness.
Amen.
Your life is going to change. Your life is going to completely transform. He says that's the commandment. Jesus Christ is the walking commandment of God.
Amen.
If you receive Jesus Christ, you will have fullness of God in you.
That's right.
You're not going to look anywhere else. Because he says we were in the darkness.
Yes.
Go to the book of Colossians chapter 1. We were in the darkness. We were living in the dark. We were doing all the works of the darkness. But he has redeemed us. Let's start reading verse 12. Colossians 1, starting from verse 12. Yes.
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Now, that means the people died before you, the children of God.
Amen.
They were living in light. They were children of God. And our fellowship will be like that. If we die, we go and have a fellowship with the saints. But now we are living here at an example. Go ahead.
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Amen.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
He has redeemed us from the darkness and brought us where? in the light, in Jesus Christ. And some translation will say, kingdom of his love. Means we are in the kingdom of God, which is love. If you are a child of God, you should be full of love of God. No hatred. If somebody did something to you, you have to say, I'm a changed man. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Don't look at me as an old person. I'm transformed. I'm changed. And I'm going to change the world because Jesus Christ lives in me. If you read 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, we are a blessed people. This was said about Old Testament people, but they could not do it. Go ahead.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
This was spoken for the Old Testament people. They were not able to do it. But now, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are chosen generation. We are the royal priesthood. And now we came from the darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Amen. And what is our job now? Let the light shine.
Amen.
Let the people see Jesus in us.
Amen.
We are not living in darkness anymore. We were in the darkness. We are redeemed. We are the children of God and the children of light.
Amen.
So we are going to reflect the light. Go to the Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, 15.
That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. That you may be blameless and harmless.
Blameless and harmless.
The sons of God.
Sons of God.
Without rebuke.
Without rebuke. That means I should be a blameless and harmless, and God should not say anything bad about me. Means you are a child of God. You are called by God.
Amen.
You are a good person. You are my son. You are my daughter. Nobody should blame you as a Christian. We are the light of the world. And then you say what?
In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
Oh, where are we living? We want to go where the darkness is.
Amen.
Because we have the light.
Amen.
And we can bring the light to the world. I'm not afraid of any neighborhood. I go to anywhere because I am dead. I am living a life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not worried about any neighborhood because Jesus Christ has called me. I was in darkness, now I'm in the light.
Amen.
I want to let the light shine.
Amen.
Let the whole world know that we are belong to Jesus
Christ.
That's right. Okay, let's go to the 1 John chapter 2 again. And start reading verse 9 and up to 11.
He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes.
If you are saying, I'm a born again child of God, then you should have love in your heart. Then you should be loving. He's not even saying love your enemy here. He says you should love your brother. In today, born again children, but if their brother is suffering, he says, I don't have to help him. He doesn't work, doesn't keep the job. I'm not going to help him. But if you are a child of God, you will help your brother.
Amen.
You will love your brother and you will take care of your brother. If you cannot see God, you see your brother. If you hate your brother, how can you love God? You cannot see with your own eyes.
Amen.
We are the children of God. We have to show the love of God through us. We have to let the people know that we are called by God. We are the children of God.
Amen.
We are the children of light. The people are looking at Christian. Some, you go to the Saudi Arabia and some Muslim country, they're looking at some Christian religion as a whole. They never saw real born again church yet.
Yes.
Real born again church has to go to Saudi Arabia and tell them, hey, look at me. There is no darkness in me. I don't go and watch filthy movies like you see in American movies. I don't go and sit in the bar and drink like an American does. I am a transformed man. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in signs and wonders and miracles. Amen. Jesus works through me. Amen. Can you find one fault in me? Because you never saw the real Christian religion. Why Christian people going and adopting Muslim religion? Ask them. Did you know what the Christianity is all about? No. What they saw? They saw some Christian religion not treating them well. Say, I don't go to church because I went to church and nobody hugged me, nobody kissed me, nobody said hello to me. Robert came a couple of weeks ago. And when he came, I spent time with him. Did I call Robert, could you come to church again? No. Robert showed up today.
Amen.
Whatever you sow,
yes,
it's going to come up.
Amen.
Our labors, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, your labors are not in vain.
Amen.
When you sow the word of God, it will come up.
Amen.
You show the love of God, it will come up. Mm-hmm. If somebody is thirsty and give a glass of water, and that person was really dying for the thirst, you give a glass of water, that man will never forget you.
Amen.
Say, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Robert, come on, this is the time. Come on, come and read your words before I close.
Amen.
Come here.
Amen.
You need a quenching power of Jesus Christ. Come close here. Okay, go ahead.
Forgive me. My name is Rob. I'm a newborn Christian.
Amen.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's just called, Are You Thirsty? Water is a source of life to all of us. Without it, we would die. So yes, we need water to survive. So many of us are thirsty for the wrong things in life. We will go out of our way sampling all the wrong waters of life.
Amen.
When all we have to do is surrender ourselves to the real thirst quencher, which
Hallelujah.
Is,
Hallelujah.
Which is
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ, the creator of everything.
Amen.
The living water is like a fountain that springs up and never runs out. It will quench every thirst that you will ever desire. But we must first take a look at ourselves and admit that we need help. John 4:24. God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and
Amen.
In truth. John 4:24. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. It's everlasting.
Hallelujah.
6:35. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Amen.
Now knowing this, it's time to have a talk with Jesus and get your life in order. Ask him for the living water so that your thirst can be satisfied, because the natural water just isn't enough. Now remember, life will never change until you submit your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only way to be satisfied in this life, you've got to be born again.
Amen.
That's the only way to the kingdom.
Amen.
You've got to do it God's way or it doesn't work.
Amen.
You'll always be thirsty, and you'll never accept or never understand or never accept the living water.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, sir. So what you need is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will satisfy your thirst.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You cannot go and tell somebody, do you need the living water? Once you have the light of Jesus Christ, go and tell. Let your light shine. I did not tell him to write and come here. He came and read it to me in the beginning. I said, when the time is right, I'll call you.
Amen.
And so, what I'm trying to say, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. Go to the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and start reading from verse 4. Go ahead.
In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Amen.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Who is blinding your eyes?
Devil.
The devil.
Yeah.
He says he blinds the minds of the unbelievers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you are a believer, your eyes are enlightened. You can see Jesus. You can see the light of Jesus. And you can live for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You remember we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 9. St. Paul said, I don't have to tell you how to love your brother. I don't have to tell you because Jesus Christ already taught you.
Amen.
People are supposed to say, are you Christian? Brother Thomas will tell you, I don't want to brag. I met the Thomas. I was just standing outside the door. And Thomas comes out. And he says, sir, come on in. And I went in. He said, let me go and talk to my boss. I sat there for a long time. He didn't come out. And when he came out, he felt in his spirit, this has to be man of God. And I sat with him. I don't know, hour or two. And I 2 hours, I sat and talked with him. He might be worried what the boss will say, but he didn't care.
Amen.
And I talked to him about God, and I was going to leave. He said, could you please pray for me? I said, here, right now, on the duty? He said, yes. I held his hand and prayed for him.
Amen.
Today, Thomas is here.
Amen.
And hope his friends are here.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say, once you have Jesus in you,
amen,
somebody will recognize.
That's right.
He said, I felt in my spirit that you are a man of God.
Amen.
I don't have to tell him. We reflect Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word of God says the devil is a liar.
Yes.
He wants to bind you. He wants to make you blind so you cannot see the word of God.
Amen.
Okay, let's go back to our scripture. I'm going to finish now. Let's read from verse 12 to 14. I'm going to finish.
I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
Amen.
I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one.
Okay. Now he's writing to the children. He's writing to the young people. He's writing to the fathers. So our ministry should be for children. We have Sunday school.
Amen.
Our ministry for the young people. And our ministry for the for all the believers.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying? For young people, he says, you are strong. Strong in what? Not body. Strong in spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
True.
Because you have overcome the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. What he says? 1 John 4:4. Okay, go ahead.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
How can you overcome the world? Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you have Jesus Christ living in you, then the devil has no match.
Amen.
You can defeat the devil.
Amen.
All the temptation he will bring it to you, if Jesus lives in you, you don't have to worry. And he said, you have overcome him. Go back to the book of Psalms 119 and verse 11. And I'm going to finish it there. Go ahead.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
What is Christ said? Thine word. Whose word?
Jesus.
The God's word.
Amen.
What Jesus Christ said. Jesus says, the word I speak to you, they are what? Life.
Amen.
And spirit.
Amen.
When the Jesus words gives you the eternal life, he says, thy word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
How can you live victorious life? Read Bible.
Amen.
There are Christians, their Bible has dust on it. And they might be not where the Bible is. If you go, do you have a Bible? Oh, somewhere on the closet, or maybe somewhere my grandma used to read. I don't know where it is. Bible is the word of God.
Amen.
When you are born again, child of God, you have to read the Bible every day.
Yes.
When you read the word of God and study the word of God, you will never be the same.
Amen.
Word of God will change you. So make a promise with God. Lord, I want to live a holy and clean life. Without you, I cannot do it.
Amen.
I have an advocate, Jesus Christ. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Word says in Matthew chapter 5, whoever hungry and thirsty for righteousness,
yes, Lord,
they will be filled.
Amen.
They will be satisfied.
Hallelujah.
And let us live a clean and holy life.
Yes, Lord.
To let the whole world see us as we are the children of the light.
Hallelujah.
Be with us, O Lord, and sanctify us. And make us ready for your soon coming.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Please be seated.
Yeah.